Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I am still full from Passover. Let's start with that.
Oh, yeah. Your big meal last night.
And I know so much more now about the Jewish holiday of Passover.
Can you just tell me, what did you have? Because we had a lot of options that it could have been, right?
So there actually is a symbolic food skit, history lesson for an hour, and then we have a meal. So there is a Seder plate that has seven different compartments, and each food item from horseradish to parsley to a cup of water, salted water, matzah bread, is significant in the Jewish faith and represents something in the quest or challenge of the Jewish people in the book of Exodus.
Okay.
So we went through, we had different parts to read, and we were prayers, and we drank wine leaning to the left. I don't quite understand that part. There were songs, we skipped those.
You were just excited about wine.
Yes. And then the meal was served after that. And the meal was matzo ball soup as a starter. Then we had brisket, mashed potatoes with tarragon, roasted cauliflower, and then they made some sort of like bar for the dessert. I was so full.
Oh my.
It was so good.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And then no bread at the table, just matzah.
Okay.
Yeah. So unleavened toasted bread.
Okay. I didn't know if this was challah time or not, because challah bread. Challah.
I do like a good pita.
Mm.
Yes. So it was really interesting. And I think it's going to be a tradition. Because one of the other couples, he does music at Kennedy. He's like, do you want me to learn the songs? I'll sing them.
Oh, really?
I'm like, I'll play piano.
So you guys are so cute.
Yes, we're so cute.
Oh, I love that. You're adorbs. We did a little bit of grocery shopping, went over to New Pie last night, and they had a whole end cap that was like getting you ready for your Seder meal.
And that is about the only Jewish end cap in all of Cedar Rapids.
I know. I was like, oh, you know what? I learned something just looking at the offerings.
And he's
matzo ball soup.
They've got the soup. They only had grape juice. To find kosher wine in this town is impossible.
Very hard to do.
Yes. I think maybe Iowa City would have a little better opportunity. But to his point, maybe we need at least a grocer or two to really embrace this time of year and have a few more offerings.
Right.
Because, he had to struggle a little bit. And
really?
Then sometimes you just kind of hold your nose and you don't do it 100% to
right.
the faith.
We'll do it as close as we can
close as you can.
But here we are, yeah.
Huh. It was really interesting.
Well, look at you having a cultural experience.
And basically, everything we talked about is from the Ten Commandments minus the commandments. You get the whole Joseph and the dream coat story.
Uh-huh.
You get the Moses and the basket of reeds story. And then you get Moses parting the Red Sea.
Okay.
Story ends. That's Passover. And then there's a prophet named Elijah, and they don't talk about Elijah very much. You have to go open the door for him.
Okay.
Physically, the youngest person at the table had to get up and go open the door for the prophet Elijah. But when we started getting into who Elijah was, not much is known about the Elijah.
So maybe next year.
There's a little bit of an Elijah mystery.
Come back next year and learn more, Eric.
Or they just, it's a cliffhanger.
Season two.
I got to come back to the Seder sequel.
You do. You got to go to the sequel and check it out.
Seder sequel.
Yeah. Next time.
Next time
you'll learn
next
more.
Next time on Seder.
Yeah.
Man. Who the heck's Elijah?
Huh.
Well, why is the door open?
Wait, somebody get it for him.
Because as far as we were concerned, because there was a box from Amazon, so we assumed Elijah's an Amazon delivery driver.
Elijah's an Amazon driver. Huh.
Yes.
As far as I know. And this, if you've got a toddler who is in meltdown mode, that is a crisis.
Totally. And it's usually in a store, on a plane,
it's usually
or at the
public.
Airport.
You can't control it. It's like you just got to ride this thing out.
Yes.
Toddlers, it's not to make sense. They don't make any sense. You have to just let them feel their feelings.
Yep.
Here's a parenting hack, though, that I think is very interesting. Several parents are sharing this online and swearing by it. If your kid is doing a toddler tantrum and they are in full meltdown mode, just shout, Jessica!
What's your kid's name? Doesn't make a difference?
Nope, doesn't mean your kid should probably not be named Jessica. They don't need to know anyone named Jessica, but just shout, Jessica! A physician, an actual doctor, says it's just the element of surprise. You can shout any name, really.
Veronica!
But some parents online are swearing that Jessica's the one to go with, okay? If you have to pick a name, go with Jessica. It could be Veronica. I don't know why. Everybody's like, Jessica's one. Mm-mm. I've tried many names.
But Jessica.
Jessica works.
Do you think if your dog is doing something wrong, licking a paw or like into some food, that this attempt would also work?
Maybe.
If it's element of surprise.
It's element of surprise. It's just to disrupt their focus. Because right now they're focused on not getting or wanting something
right.
that they can't have. And then you just say something that's kind of random. It's like, huh? What? What are you talking about?
Well, why can't they shout Producer Ben? Take a minute.
Let's try that.
It's not quite equal syllables, but it kind of comes out that way.
I like that idea.
Producer Ben.
And you know what? This weekend, we've got some family gatherings going on with Easter. I'm probably going to see some toddlers.
I was going to have you get a toddler tantruming. You start it. And then
I
see if you can stop it.
Easily start a toddler tantrum. Easily.
You get them going.
Yeah.
And then go.
But Will yelling, Producer Ben!
Producer Ben!
Will that stop it?
What?
Somebody try that this weekend and let us know the results. Please and thank you.
Good Producer Ben.
It's for science.
To shut down that toddler tantrum.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
What's on everybody's mind right now is space.
Is it?
I think there are two camps of people. Well, there's three camps. There's the group of people who think that we're landing on the moon, which we are not. We're going to fly by the moon. And we're actually going to fly by the backside. We're going to go further into space than we've ever gone before with humans. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, we're going to be hidden by the moon, which is really cool. We're not landing on the moon. There's people who don't care. And then there's, I'm going to put your group of like, oh, I didn't really remember that was happening.
Oh, yeah, that's this week.
That was that. Yeah. So Artemis was launched yesterday. I happened to be driving home from a meeting and I popped over to just like a local news station and they were running the audio feed from NASA, which was fascinating. Because you're hearing how fast they are going in space.
Are you allowed to do that?
The audio feed from NASA? And then because I'm like, let me try other news stations. And everybody was just running the audio. It was the coolest bit of nerd information. Let me tell you how fast this thing was going. And then let me give you a comparison.
Okay.
At one point, the Artemis rocket was going 17,000 miles per hour. 17,000.
Okay. Yeah.
When I heard that, I looked down at my dashboard. I was going 66. I was on 380.
Just a little bit slower.
So then this morning, did some quick math. Cedar Rapids to St. Louis is 300 miles. 4.5 hour drive.
Uh-huh.
If you technically go 65 roughly, okay? Rough numbers. Do you want to know how quickly you could get to St. Louis if you're going 17,000 miles per hour?
So quickly.
Are you ready?
So quickly.
1 minute.
Really?
1 minute.
Oh my gosh.
A 4.5 hour drive. No stopping, kids. 1 minute.
That would be amazing.
I know. That's how fast they were going.
But also super dangerous.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
They were going Mach 23. I don't even know what that does to your body.
That is just space, right? Like,
well, also, the distance you're traveling, you have to go that fast.
Because you have to get up to that speed, and then you have to slow down.
My understanding is they're orbiting Earth to then propel them to the moon.
Like a slingshot.
Exactly. And then they will circle that or go to, and then they will use the moon's gravitational pull to get us back to Earth.
What?
This is amazing stuff.
Wow.
I'm still working it because I need to make this so I can understand it, and I'm going to do a lot of nerd news on it
tomorrow.
I
was going to say, you're going to have to break this down a little bit more.
Oh, nerd news time. Yeah. Yeah. But hey, if we can invent really fast travel, I can get you to St. Louis in a minute. You just have to go 17,000 miles per hour.
That would be so cool.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm in on that.
Super fast.
Okay. You're working on that. I'm wearing a little tiny beret to the side because I was an art critic yesterday. Wednesdays are very artistic days. Cora is participating in a club. It's called Art Club.
Fun?
Yeah. And it meets Wednesdays before school. So she goes and she gets, they work on projects. You know, it's just like a little extra time, hands-on learning and stuff.
Lovely.
But she was inspired. She got home from school and she still wanted to draw. So she's like, I'm going to turn on some music and she was just going to sit and draw. And oh my gosh, this kid cranked out 5 different pictures by dinner time that she wanted me to look at and decide what makes the fridge.
So it wasn't a doodle. Like, she was working, like, on an, what's her canvas size?
8.5 by 11
Sketch pad. Those are a little bigger. Yeah. Like a legal pad.
Yeah, a little bit bigger than a standard size of paper.
She, five?
Yeah. What? She cranked out five things.
What's her medium, charcoal?
Crayon.
Crayon, okay.
Yeah. Crayon on paper. Gives you a little bit of that texture that we're dealing with
A little bit, I get it.
She had some great stuff. Seasonally appropriate, little bunny holding a carrot.
Adorable.
Love that.
Okay.
There was a puppy.
Holding a carrot?
No carrots. Okay. But he had a full scene. He was like on a, you know, horizon, and there's a tree and
was there any semblance to Rex, your dog?
No.
Okay.
No, totally different dog. Smaller. Spots.
Fair enough.
Uh-huh.
Number three.
A bow.
A bow?
Yes. Just one red bow.
Okay.
Very preppy. Very trendy.
On his head of hair or just
no,
a bow?
No, just a bow.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
Just a red bow. There was also a picture of various fruits.
Okay. Still life. She's doing still life already, Claire.
She's got still life down. There was bananas and grapes and kiwi. You don't see a lot of drawn kiwi.
All this from memory.
Yes. Yes.
She didn't have a bowl in front of
no,
her.
No, no, no. She was not looking at a bowl. And then the last one
don't
was,
say nude.
No, it was, but it was tasteful. You weren't there. No, it was waves. And then it just said, cool vibe.
That's more like a poster.
Yes.
For somebody's room.
Exactly. I'm like, well, that was, I don't know where that one came from.
Okay. Bunny with carrot, puppy dog horizon.
Uh-huh.
Bow.
Bow.
Bowl of fruit.
Not a bowl.
I'm sorry, just fruit.
Just fruit. Six fruits all labeled.
Cool vibes.
And cool vibes.
All right, art critic. What'd you pick and why?
I had a hard time, but I thought we've got family coming over. We're hosting an Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go bunny. Seasonally appropriate.
You went for the time. Okay.
Yes. Bunny would be appropriate. And then I was stuck because the puppy was so good. The puppy was so, so good.
Was the puppy the best of her work?
Probably. Probably the strongest show. Because, it had dimension.
Yes.
He was in a space. He had a landscape and
understood.
It was like two things. Yeah. But the other one, the fruit. I mean, the detail on the fruit. And it's a kitchen, right? I would put it on the fridge.
How about you tape the bunny and the fruit back to back and then rotate them?
Oh my gosh!
There you go.
This man knows art!
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Tuesday night, Cedar Rapids School Board presented during a working session. It wasn't a full-on board meeting.
Okay.
But they did present parents and families with two boundary plans showing where students would attend school in the Cedar Rapids Community School District for the 27-28 school year. Plans are part of the district's proposal. They have to close several elementary schools and reconfigure buildings. This is all because of major budget challenges. Under both options, the list of closures stayed the same. Wright, Cedar River Academy, Cleveland Grant, and Nixon, and the Truman Early Learning Center. The district is still compiling input. They had some input sessions yesterday, which I would have promoted, but nobody told me they were going on.
I didn't get a reminder on it until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I mean, that's one of the, transparency is a big thing, and just ample communication.
Yeah.
And I don't even have a kid that goes to these schools, but
yeah.
You gotta let people know more than just the afternoon of the input session that you're having an input session.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong there?
I don't think there was a lot of input.
Final recommendation for what the school system's going to do, we will find out coming up on April the 27th. Coralville hosts their annual free concert at S.T. Morrison Park on July the 3rd. And their headliner this year is...
Woo!
Big and Rich!
Oh my gosh!
This song came out about the same time I got my first iPod, and I listened to it all the time.
Yeah, that was a time.
So Big and Rich will be your headliner. That's an 8 o'clock show. Casey Bruner, I think it's from Swisher, is your opener
cool.
at 6:30. This is the July 3rd event. Blankets and lawn chairs. The show's open all ages. Concert is scheduled to be held rain or shine.
That's awesome. Way to go.
Great get. City of Coralville. Iowa has its own Punch the Monkey. At least the way I'm looking at it.
Really?
An abandoned baby chick.
Aww.
Near Sailorville Lake.
'Tis the season, too.
Was rescued by the Animal Rescue League of Iowa. And what they do is that chick was taken to ARL's Second Chance Ranch. And when you have a baby chick of that stature, you put it under a heat lamp,
mm-hmm.
and it lives with a feather duster.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yes.
It lives with a feather duster.
If you go to the Animal Rescue League of Iowa's social media page, go to their Facebook page.
Animal Rescue League of Iowa?
Yes. When I first saw this story, I'm like, this is totally April Fool's. And I scanned, and this story was posted the day before. It was posted the last day of March. And you see a little tiny chick under these red heat lamps and a feather duster. And they're like, we do this all the time. We make sure they're warm. And then we put the feather duster right next to the baby chick.
And it works?
And eventually the chick will nestle and snuggle with the feather duster. Animal Rescue League of Iowa. Adorable picture. Little baby chick. Find that on their Facebook page. Our own version of Punch the Monkey. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
I'm sorry. Are you okay, Eric?
So, you know what happens if you put your foot on the cord that connects your headphones to the computer?
You smacked yourself in the face so hard.
Your headphones recoil, and I took it in the lip. This is going to swell.
No, it's that hard. I'm sorry for laughing.
No, I laughed too. It was well deserved. I took not only the headphone to the lip, but then it caught a little bit of the canine tooth underneath it. That thing's going to puff up in just a little bit.
That is the worst spot. I'm sorry.
That's fine. But it was funny.
First up in Z-Sleaze, local DJ gets hit in the face by his own headphones. That's our top story. Dan Derek Hansen, when reached for comment, said,
It hurts on the left side of my lip.
Hurt his face very badly.
Put in some batter. I need some ice.
We'll get some ice on that. Ben, ice.
I'm fine.
Yesterday, I was telling you about how Megan Thee Stallion, she is playing Harold Zidler in Moulin Rouge, the musical, which is some interesting casting. She's the first female to ever play that role. But she was rushed to the hospital in the middle of the performance on Tuesday night. We finally know what was going on. Her rep said that she was suffering from extreme exhaustion.
That's what
you predicted. Ding. As well as dehydration.
Well, same thing.
Vasoconstriction.
Does that have to do with your veins?
Yeah.
Vasoconstriction.
And low metabolic levels. So she's not been eating enough or drinking enough. She's just been going so hard later. Megan did say on Instagram that it was a wake-up call for her. She said, I've been pushing myself to my limits lately, running on empty, and my body finally said enough. It honestly scared me. I thought I was going to faint on stage. I really tried to push through the performance, but I just couldn't do it.
I'm a big believer in the power of adrenaline. And even like when you exercise, you feel better. Like, is it endorphins?
Yes.
Is that the right word?
Endorphins, yeah.
But at some point, your body still needs fuel to metabolize.
Exactly.
And beyond just water, right? Beyond hydration.
Yes.
You need certain electrolytes.
Yep.
And I'm guessing she just wasn't listening to her body.
Right, right. And she took some time. And that's what you need to do. She gave herself another day off to just kind of rest and recuperate. Hopefully she's able to get back to it, get some hydration, get some food, girl.
Get that girl some Gatorade.
Rest up. Zendaya looks like a bride right now everywhere you look. She's got a new movie coming out with Robert Pattinson where she plays some sort of bride that's in a lot of drama before her wedding. And so it's got people wondering ever since her stylist said that she got married in real life to her fiance,
yes,
Tom Holland. Did you get married? So she's doing a lot of promoting of this movie. And she was asked recently in an interview, did you get married?
And
here was her response.
Oh, come on.
I am aware that I am a public person and so is he. I'm also aware that we've grown up in front of people and we've done movies where we fall in love with each other. But in a lot of ways, I'm also a very private person and I try my best to have things for myself and for him as well. That's kind of like my broad way of just saying I hear it, but also like my own little boundaries of what I like to bring up and talk about but then I'm also willing to share.
So I'm not going to tell you.
Yes.
That's a very long-winded
very
I'm not going to tell you.
Very long way of no comment.
Now, once this movie wraps.
Just no comment.
There's a Spider-Man movie this summer.
Yes.
Same question.
And then you're
going to
be out together, right?
Yep.
And it's the two of you. I think if we can get Tom Holland out promoting a movie, we can get some information out
yes.
of Tom Holland.
So
it's a lot easier than Zendaya.
He'll crack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could crack a Tom Holland. No problem. Yesterday was, of course, April Fool's Day. Maybe you had a prank pulled on you. It happens to everybody, including our celebrities. Blake Lively sharing that she was the victim of a prank in her household. She's got four kids with Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds alone, I would watch my back every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, and it doesn't have to be April 1st for Ryan Reynolds. I feel like he would just be on a tear. But he, of course, is raising his kids to be pranksters too. So I think he helped either all four of them or maybe just the oldest. I'm not sure who did it, but a kid did the classic saran wrap over the toilet.
Oh, that is a classic.
That is a classic. So there's saran wrap over the toilet seat, and then they did some sort of pink finger painting on the lid of the toilet seat as well.
That you would sit on?
No, like the lid.
Oh, the lid. Over top.
Yeah, the lid. Little disturbing.
Okay.
I don't know what that was supposed to look like. She shared a photo of it on Instagram and said, "I knew I never should have taught them how to read a calendar." you never had a chance.
Just
you
get a calendar and this. Cross out April Fool's Day.
Yeah. I think the minute you had children with Ryan Reynolds,
Ryan Reynolds is the problem.
This was going to happen. Yeah, this is not the calendar's fault. This is Ryan Reynolds. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Was it the episode of The Office where they went to a college career fair?
Yes.
And Michael Scott's...
We don't need anything.
It was like he wanted one piece of paper on the table.
All we do is paper. So your future starts here. I'm going to put one piece of paper on this table and kids will come running to put their name on that paper.
See, that's not how it works. You need to... entice and
they're
and
over
inform.
Here's a papa shot and they're giving away free candy over yeah. here. Got nothing.
Let's start with this. Free pizza.
Okay.
Let's lead with
yes.
free pizza.
Let's build with, we're going to have a special focus group night here at Z102.9 and there's going to be free pizza.
It's going to be next Wednesday. We're going to run it from 6 till 7:30. You do need to pre-sign up. We need to know that you're interested. And this is where it's going to take a little effort. You need to swing on over to KZIA.com. We've got a very quick form for you to fill out.
This is our first ever focus group as the Morning Scramble.
We've never done it before.
We've never done it before. It is a select group of folks. And if you would be interested and like to participate, we'd love to have you.
I've been a part of them before.
You've been in a focus
group? I've worked for advertising agencies in different towns. I've gone to community input sessions, which are kind of the same concept.
Sure, yeah.
The whole idea is we want diversity of thought and diversity of audience because we talk to a large geographic base.
Mm-hmm.
We talk to a lot of different ages. Here's a great example. We do a segment called Momtroversy.
Yep.
It would be great to have, especially like younger moms
yeah.
in the group. So we could start getting some feedback on, do you like it? Do you find it helpful? What are some topics we could bring up? That would be perfect.
Sure, sure. If you listen a lot, great. If you're like, every now and then, great. You're also qualified to participate.
That's
you
a
don't
good point.
Have to listen every single day, every single hour.
If you are a casual in the car when I'm dropping the kid off listener,
yeah,
perfect. If you are, I work at my house and you're on in the background, but I don't really listen,
mm-hmm.
perfect. If you are, I listened to you for a long time, my job changed, and now I listen to your podcast. If you listen, perfect.
Yes.
Right?
We want your voice. We want your opinion. And it's very simple to raise your hand and say, I'd like to participate. All you have to do is go to KZIA.com and fill out a little information for us.
You're going to give us some demographics just so we know who you are and where you live. Then we're going to find out about how much time you listen to the radio station. Some opinions on music. Some opinions on how we kind of set your mood for the day. Things you know about the show that shows us that you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to pick a random sample so we get the best spread of people. But to do that, the more the merrier, right?
Absolutely.
So we got a big plate of listeners. And we're like, I could take this one, this one, this one, this one. And we'll get everybody lined up in a day or two. And then we'll see you next Wednesday.
Let us know that you're free next Wednesday. You like pizza and you like the Morning Scramble. Go to KZIA.com.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
No case too small for the Morning Scramble.
There are cases too large.
There are some that you definitely need to seek actual legal counsel. But we take the ones that aren't quite regular court worthy. This is a radio court of law, folks.
We're like the French fry that fell on the floor of your car. Like
yeah.
It slipped through. Like that's us. We'll feast on that.
We will take the scraps, the
yes.
little things, the tiny little disagreements, the arguments that if left unchecked could lead to something major. Let's just nip these things in the bud.
That's why we do it, friends. And this particular case submitted to us through the email, scramble@kzia.com. You can always text us. Also, if you go to our website, we've got a form. You could very easily fill out, give us your background on the case. But we're going to tackle, and this is perfect going into Easter, Mother's Day, graduation, gift bags.
Gift bags. There's a lot of gifting, right? And you put it, pop it in the bag, really easy. The person opens it up. Some people like to keep them and reuse them. And that is a great thing to do. Listener Bethany says that she's not having a debate with anybody, but she's just wondering, is it okay to reuse the gift bag, specifically when you're giving a gift back to the exact same person who gave that gift bag to you?
So her biggest concern is the probability of matching a bag back to its original giver.
Yeah, she said, I stress about reusing bags if I don't remember who gave it to me. Do other people do the same thing? Am I normal? Are we all worried about this?
So the question is stressing out, right? She would say, no, I do not use.
She does not. She tries not to. And you know what, Bethany? When I got that email, I'm like, yes, that is me too. I am always stressed thinking, where did I get this?
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding. No, I think about it a lot. Is it crazy? Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely, it's crazy. Does it matter? Also, yes. I try to think about the thing I'm giving. I have put time and attention to detail to the gift. Why not also put time and attention to how it is presented to the person?
But one of your criteria is, oh no, did this bag originally come from that person?
Yes.
How much time do you mark them?
No.
You just have little mental notes.
This is mom brain. These are the things that I'm keeping track of all of the time. Where did this come from? Oh, this is from Cora's 8th birthday and it was given to her. Not specific people, but like a friend gave this gift bag. I can use it for family.
So you're, even if that person might be in the room, you safely go, well, I better not use that selection of bags. So I go over to this.
No, all the bags are one spot.
How much time are you wasting on this?
I'm not wasting any time. I am a concerned gift giver. So I'm not throwing away any bags. I'm reusing the bags, but I'm also paying attention to where the bags are coming from and who is getting the bag next.
So you're a no, because the potential is it could go back to the same person.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I reuse gift bags, but I do not give the gift bag back to the same person who gave it to me.
Who cares? Guys, everybody.
Me?
World,
and
listen.
Bethany, that's two votes.
Listen to me, world. You saw the movie WALL-E. You know how this ends. It's a world of trash. And we are one step closer every day. You keep buying.
Stuck in a chair with a big gulp?
Yeah. I'm just going to be big and flat, fat and floating on a big gulp in space. I don't want to live in a world like that. I want to live in a world where we're, A, totally reusing the bag, but two, who cares? The bag isn't the gift. The gift inside is the gift. If this was a debate about regifting, this is a whole different story. It's the bag, friends. Give the bag. You know what? You're returning the bag to its home. Maybe the bag wants to go there.
Do you want that person to be offended? Like, why did you give my gift bag back to me?
Because I loved it so much, I wanted you to see it.
You must have hated that bag.
Why would you think I hated it? Thank you for the gift you gave me last year. I mentally remembered you gave me this gift in this bag, and now I'm giving you the bag back. And I don't care because I cherish you and my friendship, and
it's
who cares?
Weird. It's weird.
The optics of it is, that's what's weird, is like you're concerned. Yes, you reuse the gift bag. Who cares who gets the bag?
No. It matters. You can reuse the gift bag, but you can't reuse the gift bag and give it to the same person who gave it to you.
Give it to anybody.
Okay.
This is a weird condition.
This is a very specific thing. But are people weird like me and Bethany? Or are they like you, all willy-nilly just give the gift bag to whoever?
All I'm telling you guys is WALL-E is the future, and I don't want to live on a planet of trash or live above it. So when you are calling to vote, Claire is a no vote because there's a chance.
No.
It could go back to the same person.
No. We're not reusing it and giving it to the same person.
I'm a yes, because you know what? Nobody cares.
Okay, where do you fall on this very important issue? We need to have you tell us what you think, jurors.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Thanks for calling Jury in a Hurry. Okay, this reuse of gift bags. We agree we all reuse, but are you worried it's going to go back to the same person?
No.
No. So you're okay giving it to whomever?
Here's my thought. If I'm keeping the bag, it's a nice bag. So if I were to get my gift bag back, I would actually feel like, oh, this was a great bag. Thank you for reusing it.
Yes!
And I wouldn't feel offended.
Okay.
So you
give it to the same person.
She'll give it to the same person, and it shows that person had taste the first time.
Okay. I appreciate the thought process. Thank you very much, juror.
Gift bags going back to the same person. I'm okay. I'm a yes. Claire's a no.
What
are you?
I'm a yes.
It's okay. The person's going to not care.
Ah, this makes my stomach
They're
going
to be so happy. Thanks for calling, Colin. Okay, we go back to they're all on hold, Claire. Got a busy group of people. Jury to hurry. Reusing gift bags. I say give it back to anybody. Claire says not to the originator.
Not to the original person.
Are you a yes or a no?
I'm sorry, Claire. I'm with Eric on this one. Yes.
Just but you don't want to be. You don't have to be on his team. You can just say
don't
no.
Don't talk her to your side. Don't talk her to
Come
your
over here.
Side.
Here, girl.
Jury to hurry. We all agree reusing gift bags is a good idea. I don't care if it goes back to the same person. Claire has a problem with it.
I super care.
What do you think?
Well, to be fair, I already had my mind made up before Eric even got a chance to talk. But I'm going to side with Eric on this one.
Give it. Just use them.
I just knew that was coming.
Just use them.
We're dudes. We don't care.
That's a hey, fellow dude. Hey, thanks dude. For the call for Jury in a Hurry, hey, dude. Hey, thanks for calling Jury in a Hurry. We all agree giving gift bags and reusing them is the right idea. But Claire's worried it's going to go back to the same person. What do you think?
Yes, I reused them, but I don't care if it's the same person.
You don't care either.
Ah, she's on your side.
She is, Claire. Everybody so far has been.
Okay, I gotta find somebody who's in
my corner.
Side. Who's like me and Bethany?
Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry reusing gift bags, but what if it goes back to the same person? Do you care?
I'm with Eric, but I have a question for Claire.
Sure.
Have you ever given out a gift bag and remembered who you gave that bag to? Would you care if you got it back? Would you remember?
She reversed the argument on you!
Hey. Listen, sister. I don't know. But what if I did? It's a what if.
Would you care? Oh. Would you care?
Caller, my law firm is hiring, by the way.
I opened a therapy. Apparently, I need to go to you for some therapy.
Oh, that is a great turn the argument back.
Ouch.
Oh, okay. I only need one more.
Well, it's not looking good for old Claire here.
Jury to hurry. You're using gift bags. We all agree. I don't care if it goes back to the same person. Claire does. What do you think, caller?
They don't care. We don't care.
They don't care. We don't care.
Okay. Am I the only one? Why have I spent all this time caring?
I think abandon this one.
Okay. I'm going to get a hold of Bethany. We got to stop caring.
You guys need to stress less.
Nobody else cares.
Be blessed. Stress less.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.